This week, Consumer Reports released its review of smartwatches, including the watch it rated the best, the Apple Watch. But one key feature of any smartwatch is its ability to track health. And as more people use them, question, what happens to that data? Where does the information about all those steps, calories, and heart rate numbers go? Carolyn Beeler from The Pulse at Here and Now contributor WHYY has our story.
It's about 5 p.m. on a Friday, happy hour, at the Center City, Philadelphia offices of the tech firm Think Brownstone. While his colleagues chat over beers upstairs, Vice President of Experience Design Phil Chiron is in a meeting room downstairs, finally setting up the Apple Watch that arrived earlier in the day.
I was really tempted to not work for the rest of the day. I really wanted to sit. It was kind of tough. I had a bunch
at
of
long last, the moment came.
And we opened them out of these beautiful boxes.
Oh, wow. There's like some graphic of like the cosmos there on your watch.
You have to hold the phone up to the watch, and then it recognizes the phone and says they're paired. That was pretty quick.
On the back of the watch are tiny lenses that are part of an optical heart rate sensor. Inside is an accelerometer, which counts steps and calculates calories burned. Experienced designer Sun Quan Bush got the second watch in the office's rotating watch share.
The most interesting thing is when I started setting up the health part, you know, I could actually see my heart rate. It also asked my age, my weight, gender, my activity level, and then it started giving me goals.
This Apple Watch is far from the first activity tracker, and it's not the most sophisticated wearable. Others measure blood oxygen levels, brain activity, and REM sleep. Mobile apps do everything from reminding you when to take your medication to tracking your period. Penn privacy researcher Tim Liebert says these products are ushering in the Wild West of health data.
Things that happen outside of a doctor's office, that being your apps, your fitness trackers, your gym memberships, none of that stuff is protected by HIPAA.
HIPAA is the privacy law that limits who has access to your clinical health records.
In terms of what's going on with your fitness trackers or websites in the U.S., for the most part, that's completely unregulated at a federal level.
That means the industry is largely self-regulated. Apple recently made a splash when it announced stricter policing for apps that tap into health information and use the Apple Watch's heart rate sensor. Morgan Reed is the head of the App Association, a D.C.-based trade organization that represents software companies.
Apple really put a flag in the ground when they came out with their Apple Watch and a set of developer agreements that really defined how we can use the data. They did two things that are really original and are going to be something that I think sets the tone for everyone else.
First, Apple leaves your personal health data on your device, and it lets you choose which apps to share it with.
The second part is they made a bright line restriction on the use of this data for targeted behavioral advertising. What that means is that your information can't be used to say, oh, you have this health condition. We're going to show you ads specific to your personal health condition.
Apple also says that health data can't be sold to advertisers. It remains to be seen how well the company will enforce these rules, but even setting them is outside the industry norm. A Federal Trade Commission study presented last year found that information gathered by 12 mobile health and fitness apps was transmitted to 76 different third parties. That information included exercise routines, diet, and symptom searches, and, according to the FTC, could be re-identified back to individual consumers. Now, selling data is by no means new. It's how Facebook and Google make their money, and Tim Liebert is skeptical that app developers will start following Apple's privacy lead.
I mean, if you're giving away a free app, the money has to come from someplace. So the likelihood that you're going to say everything's encrypted, we can't see everything, it's completely stored, and we can never look at it, well, then how do you make money, right?
John Wilbanks is with the nonprofit biomedical research firm Sage BioNetworks, and he fears that our health data is starting to be viewed like any other consumer information.
What we have in sort of consumer culture is really fine-grained stratification of people so that we know that, you know, you're more likely to buy a yellow sweater and I'm more likely to buy a blue sweater.
Wilbanks worked on the participant consent policies for Apple's secure research apps, and he's especially worried about what happens if insurance companies have access to this detailed health information.
it becomes easy to say, I'm not, you know, going to deny you insurance because of factors X, Y, and Z. It says, oh, you know, I simply used all of this data, and people like you tend to have a bad health record, so I'm not going to give you insurance at a good rate. That's one of the big fears, and I think it's a valid one.
Obamacare outlaws insurance price hikes based on health status in the individual market, but generally does allow it in employer-based coverage. Back at the tech company Think Brownstone, Sungkwan Bush and Phil Sharon aren't bothered by the capabilities of their new watches.
I suppose I should be creeped out, but it's kind of cool.
At this point, I'm not worried about someone else seeing that data. If I gained 5 pounds and Apple finds out, I don't think Johnny Ive cares.
For now, which health information is collected and shared is largely up to the tech industry. What's up to the consumer is whether the help you get tracking your steps, calories, or heart rate is worth giving up some privacy. As they say about free stuff online, if you're not paying for it, you are the product. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Beeler.